This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Boulder County, 8,000 customers are still without natural gas in the Marshall Fire burn zone. Xcel Energy CEO for Colorado, Alice Jackson, says technicians are knocking on doors to restart pilot lights and restore gas service.
If somebody is not home, it's okay. We will leave you a door hanger, and that door hanger will give you instructions on how to contact us in order for us to be able to send a crew back by in order to come and relight your home.
Xcel says it has given out 20,000 portable heaters to people without power in the affected areas. Another 400 Xcel customers are still without electricity. The company hopes to have most of that restored by Thursday. Boulder County has opened an assistance center to help those made homeless by the Marshall Fire. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The Disaster Assistance Center, or DAC, in Lafayette started its work on Monday and will be open 7 days a week. Staff there can provide information about short and long-term housing options for people who've lost their homes or are unable to return. The Colorado Apartment Association has also launched a housing directory for victims of the Marshall Fire, with some discounts and fees waived. The Boulder Area Rental Housing Association has a similar list. Thursday's fire destroyed around 1,000 homes and apartments. The Red Cross has set up a temporary shelter for evacuees. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University's head football coach is leaving the program after two seasons. Tremaine Jackson was the program's first black head coach. Jackson and his team participated in racial justice efforts. He told CPR he believes there's less racism in Mesa County than when he arrived.
I've seen it firsthand, just from me going to Texas Roadhouse and the approach that I get there. Part of it is because we won some football games too. But before we played a game, while we were in the abbreviated season, people approached us and it was more open and it was just a different feeling.
Jackson now moves on to Valdosta State in Georgia. Colorado Mesa says it has begun a nationwide search for a new coach. This is CPR News.